The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is in town once again to kick off its annual North American tour. The Bay Area has a rich history involving the circus and carnivals and the people who perform under the big top. Gibsonton remains the winter home for many who once worked the sideshow circuits, including this showman, whom WUSF's Quincy Walters met recently.
When Warthol told his dad that he was running away to join the circus, his dad told him he'd be back in less than 2 weeks. That was 70 years ago. The 85-year-old has worked as an unfunny clown, an accident-prone fire eater, and as a ventriloquist.
I'm not a carny, I am a showman, because what I do encompasses much more than just a carnival.
He's made a few unknown films, a few musicals that he says flopped, he sings. Though Hall most vividly remembers working with the sideshow, or the freak show as it was called. He takes a book of photos off of a shelf in his home in Gibsonton, a town best known as the winter home for sideshow performers. He's been here for decades. The album he's looking at is from 1986.
Here's the armless girl and a man that had three legs. Emmett the alligator skin man and his wife Priscilla the monkey girl.
Hall has worked with several human oddities who didn't mind being called freaks.
A freak is someone unusual, out of the ordinary. That's a freak, okay? Am I a freak? Well, I don't think I'm a freak physically. I probably am mentally, but I like myself.
He's performed all around America, in Canada, Mexico, pretty much anywhere a train or semi-truck could go. In the 1960s, Hall ran the sideshow that was part of the Ringling Brothers' Madison Square Garden shows. By the end of the decade, the circus did away with the sideshows. People began to see them as exploitative, but he says no one ever forced the performers to be in the show.
What would have happened to those people if there was no sideshow? Oh, they'd have been on welfare, or they would have been in some kind of an institution, you know, and they wouldn't have had a life.
These days, Hall promotes his own World of Wonders variety show. There's an escape artist, a sword swallower, and others. He will take the show anywhere, but admits demand is low. During the off-season, Hall performs a one-man show at retirement homes around Tampa.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
He once sang at Carnegie Hall. He framed the program. It's dated April 22, 1994. He also has the review from the New York Times. It describes Hall walking on stage with a sequined tuxedo and top hat, and he recalls how he started that performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here tonight to entertain you, our heart's delight. To make you smile, I feel quite sure. Professor, proceed with the overture.
A tear escapes his right eye and he blinks rapidly.
I got top billing. Now, why should the sideshow bum become a star in Carnegie Hall?
Decades later, Hall can't imagine a life not being a performer, and he ends his days reading the Showman's Prayer, which is taped to his bedroom wall.
And when my last act on earth is completed, and the final curtain falls, take me to yourself to be happy with you forever. Amen.
Until then, Hall says, the show must go on. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus wraps up Sunday at Amalie Arena in Tampa.